USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Former President Trump's Manhattan arraignment is over. His attorney, Joe Tacopina, says there's one reason and one reason only this happened today.
Today's unsealing of this indictment shows that the rule of law died in this country. Because while everyone is not above the law, no one's below it either. And if this man's name was not Donald J. Trump, there is no scenario we'd all be here today. Please understand that based on these charges.
Trump pleaded not guilty to all 34 counts against him. He's on his way back to Florida, where he will speak from Mar-a-Lago this evening. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg also spoke to the media, laying out the charges unsealed in that indictment.
Under New York State law, it is a felony to falsify business records with intent to defraud and an intent to conceal another crime. That is exactly what this case is about.
Bragg charging Trump with dozens of counts of alleged illegal hush money payments to suppress negative information before the 2016 election. The number of job openings dropped in February, falling below 10 million for the first time in 2 years. Economists say it's a sign the Federal Reserve's campaign to raise rates and slow the labor market to curb inflation is having an effect. Despite differences with Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, Disney still loves Florida.
That's what CEO Bob Iger said yesterday at the annual shareholders meeting. He said Disney respected and appreciated what the state has done for it, but he also said any action taken to slow the company's growth simply out of retaliation sounds anti-business and anti-Florida. On the bright side, Iger projects Disney World will welcome 50 million visitors this year. Long term, the company plans to spend $17 billion and create 13,000 jobs over the next decade. I'm Skip Kelly.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 198 points. The S&P 500 fell 23 points. The NASDAQ dropped 63 points. This is USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off and endless variety of gourmet choices, from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
The Trump campaign is capitalizing on the former president's arrest in Manhattan. A fundraising email from Trump's 2024 campaign is advertising a T-shirt with a fake mugshot of the former president. The photo has the phrase, "not guilty," below it. The campaign is offering the shirts in exchange for a $47 contribution. This despite the fact that a mugshot of Trump was not actually taken during his arraignment today. Alzheimer's disease hits women harder than men, according to a new study from the Alzheimer's Association, but the biological reasons are not yet understood. The study found that women who went through menopause early or women who tried hormone replacement therapy 5 years after menopause have higher levels of the protein tau in their brain. High amounts of that protein are red flags for Alzheimer's disease. President Biden is going to sit down with science and technology advisors to discuss the risks and opportunities associated with artificial intelligence.
There's a comprehensive process that is underway to ensure a cohesive federal government approach to AI-related risks and opportunities.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the discussions will surround the impact of AI on individuals, society, and national security. There's a new twist in the case of a Virginia elementary school teacher who was shot by a student. An attorney for a classmate of the gunman said his client had warned Abigail Zwerner the child had a gun and was reportedly told to sit down and be quiet. The former principal of the school is making the same allegations. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.